Another deadly mass shooting. I'm Joe Chiro, Fox News. Authorities in Buffalo, New York say at least 8 people have been killed in a shooting at a supermarket, and police say the alleged gunman is in custody. This eyewitness was asked if he thought it was a targeted attack.
No, it couldn't have been, because when I first saw him shooting, he shot a woman, he shot a deacon, he shot another woman, and then he went in the store and started shooting again. So I don't know who he was shooting at, because he shot at least 8 people.
It's not clear how many people may have been injured in the shooting at the top supermarket. In Milwaukee, 21 people were injured in 2 separate shootings in the city's downtown area last night. Milwaukee Mayor Cavalier Johnson.
I'm issuing a limited emergency order that imposes a curfew for all individuals under the age of 21 years old in the immediate area for tonight as well as tomorrow night.
Extra police patrols will also be on the streets. All of the victims are expected to survive. Americans are still having trouble finding baby formula as one of the U.S.'s leading manufacturers, Abbott, waits for FDA approval to reopen its factory in Michigan. Fox's Nate Foy.
The supply problem began late last year but got much worse when the FDA shut down Abbott Laboratories' largest facility in February because of safety concerns that the company disputes. More than half of formula is out of stock in 8 states and Washington, D.C. The majority of the country is where supply is down between 40% and 49%. That Abbott production facility is still closed. The company tweeted saying Jen Psaki was wrong to blame its formula on the deaths of 2 infants.
Critics say the White House should have seen this issue coming and solved it sooner. And New Mexico's governor is asking for federal assistance to help battle wildfires across the state's north, including one that's the second largest in the state's history. America is listening. Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. netsuite.com/fox.
COVID lockdowns in China are worsening the supply chain for medical supplies in the U.S.
Most recently, the nation's supply of iodine solution, commonly used in cardiac care, has become scarce as GE Healthcare was forced to temporarily shut down a factory in Shanghai. The Greater New York Hospital Association has advised supplies could be reduced by as much as 80% for the next 2 months, as patient care at some hospitals is already impacted across the country. The University of California San Francisco Medical Center has delayed some non-emergency appointments, fewer than 5% so far, but it's also asking doctors who order CT scans to rate them as urgent or low priority.
Fox Business Network's Lydia Hu in New York. Applications are still being accepted for a federal program to help with expenses for the burial of COVID-19 victims.
FEMA's COVID-19 burial assistance has already paid for more than 500,000 funerals of Americans who have passed away from the virus, and applications for the program are still being accepted. People who have covered the cost of a COVID-19 burial could get up to $9,000 per funeral for expenses. FEMA says more than $2 billion in aid has been provided since the program began last year. For more information on how to apply, go to disasterassistance.gov or call FEMA's helpline number at 844-684-6333. Tanya J. Powers, Fox News.
Air Force officials say four cadets at the Air Force Academy in Colorado may not graduate or be commissioned as officers this month because they refused the COVID-19 vaccine. They also may be required to pay back thousands of dollars in tuition costs. It's the only military academy so far where cadets may face such penalties. The graduations are in about 2 weeks. I'm Joe Giro, Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. NetSuite.com/fox.